Gavin Appleby, thanks for joining us on Moreland Sport Extra. A new era at Newcastle Town is about to begin under Paul Moore. What's the mood like in the camp as you build up towards the 2023-24 Northern Premier League West season?
Yeah, it's great, Rich. We obviously escaped quite narrowly last time as form plummeted towards the back end of the season after a very good start. And, you know, we got out of it late on. But, yeah, new season, a new dawn and new hope for not just ourselves. I'm sure everybody in the league's got that optimism and hope as we head towards a new season.
Pre-season starts for you guys on Saturday. It's Wivenshaw, one of the Wivenshaw sides you begin with. I guess you're looking forward to getting back, watching the lads on the pitch and obviously for the players to be back kicking the football.
Yeah, we've got a lot of new players this time, which is not something that we've had for a while. We've had quite a stable ship and there's been a lot of the same faces coming back and, you know, in some ways that's good and not so much in others. So there's a lot of new faces out there this time that we don't know and that's exciting to see. And, you know, I think even for the fans, it's good to see. So yeah, we're really looking forward to see how some of the new folk get on and fingers crossed they can deliver the business for us.
We know of 4 new signings that have been announced so far. Can you just tell us a bit about them? I think there's Ryan Jennings, Johnny Nixon, the goalkeeper, whose name escapes me at this second, and Callum Speed.
Yeah, I think the manager's tried to strengthen mainly in the forward areas. I think, you know, three of those four are attacking options. So I think that's where he's been looking at. You only need to look at our goals for column last year and to see where a lot of the problems lay. So he's definitely gone with the plan to attack and to get players in who can help us add to the goals tally. So that's kind of been so far. I know there's a few more to come over the next couple of weeks as well. So, or a few more for us to announce. So, yeah, I think he's definitely gone for an attacking recruitment strategy this time. And hopefully people are going to see lots of goals at the Red Industries and hopefully not too many for the opposition.
Yes, certainly, let's hope so. And we've got to talk about departures and the main one which has taken the North Staffordshire football team by surprise. I was at Old Sager Congleton on Saturday and I had so many people asking me what's gone on with James Askey because it was, I think, 11 years in total he's been at the club. It's a bit of a shock for everyone. But what's the lowdown on why James has departed Newcastle Town Football Club?
Well, listen, you know, all good things come to an end eventually and we've had a great partnership with James over the last 12 seasons and he's been a great servant for the club. But, you know, there comes a time when, you know, player and club feel it's time to freshen up and, you know, that's kind of where we are at and it's mutual. There's been no falling out. You know, I get on well as well with James today as I've ever done. So it's just one of them, and I suppose everybody is shocked. But you know, that's always going to be the case with somebody like James. If he'd left 12 months ago or in 3 years' time, everybody's going to be shocked by it because you know he's a Newcastle man. He's not gone away. He still coaches within our junior setup and. You know, I don't know what he's planning on the pitch. I don't think anything's been sorted there yet with him. So, you know, but from our perspective, we're still going to be seeing him around. And, you know, I'm sure at some stage we'll see him back at the club. And he's definitely still involved. So, yeah, it's not quite the dramatic story you wanted that, really, is it?
People might say dramatic, but... It's nice to hear that there's still the mutual respect for a player who's left the football club by his departing club because sometimes you hear it that they've left and not get slated, but you hear people say, oh, he wasn't that good as what people made out, but it sounds like it was mutual and that's the best thing, I think, for both parties is when it's mutual, but it
has... I got nothing but respect for James and what he's done and show of the club. You know, this, he's been a great servant to us. We know he's had options to go and he stayed. And, you know, he's done very, very well for us. And quite rightly, he'll have a testimonial in the not-too-distant future. And he deserves that.
He certainly does. He is what you typify as a non-league footballer. And it's something you don't see as well as the loyalty there. But just finally, it's been a busy summer off the pitch for yourself. You've had the 3G pitch put in at the Rowley training ground. And I think on Saturday you announced a disability football course. Can you just explain what they are for us?
Yeah, it's been a crazy summer, really. And it's, you know, people talk about they're having a break between, you know, one season to the next. It just doesn't happen. You know, and a lot of these pitches are going down now. So, you know, we know Leek had one a couple of years ago and other clubs are, you know, now Nantwich and Chasetown and other clubs again. It's the way it's going at this level. Obviously, we haven't put ours on as main pitch. We've kept it at the training base. But yeah, you know, fantastic addition for the community. That's allowing us to run with some further projects that we've been interested in for a long time, like the disability, the comic stuff. So yeah, we've got loads of great things going on. And I don't think people actually realise we're absolutely massive now. The number of kids and people that we've gone in this club, you know, we've got 55 junior teams. You know, we've got 55 teams in total. So we've got a massive club and, you know, we make a difference to a lot of people's lives, you know, kids, adults, you know, and what, you know, we've got the women, of course, now we've done very well. So there's so much going on and it's great because that's what we're here for, a community club. And, you know, if we can get the men's first team ticking along a bit better, what a fantastic club we've got.